Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Ραδιοφωνία SBS, ακούτε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα, στο μικρόφωνο ο Πάνος Αποστόλου. Το 2017, ο Σύλλογος Εκπαιδευτικών Νεοελληνικών της Βικτόριας ζήτησε από τον καθηγητή στο Τμήμα Γλωσσικών Σπουδών του Πανεπιστημίου Μελβούρνης, Τζόζεφ Λο Μπιάνκο, να διερευνήσει την πορεία διδασκαλίας της ελληνικής γλώσσας στην πολιτεία της Βικτόριας. Στις αρχές του 2020 και λίγο πριν την έναρξη της πανδημίας έγινε η πρώτη παρουσίαση της έρευνας και ενός σχεδίου δράσης. Το σχέδιο αυτό ολοκληρώθηκε μετά από μήνες διαβούλευσης με ομογενειακούς και εκπαιδευτικούς φορείς και την Κυριακή 1η Μαΐου ο καθηγητής Λο Μπιάνκο παρουσίασε το στρατηγικό σχέδιο για τα νεοελληνικά. Το 2021 και εν μέσω πανδημίας ο καθηγητής Λο Μπιάνκο κυκλοφόρησε το βιβλίο με τίτλο «Φάρος», στο οποίο περιγράφει το πόσο ζωντανή και παρούσα είναι η νεοελληνική γλώσσα στην σύγχρονη Αυστραλία. Ταυτόχρονα συγκροτήθηκε η ομάδα εργασίας «Φάρος», στην οποία συμμετέχουν το Πανεπιστήμιο Λατρόμπ δια του Προγράμματος των Ελληνικών Σπουδών, η Ελληνική Κοινότητα Μελβούρνης, η Ιερά Αρχιεπισκοπία Αυστραλίας, ο Οργανισμός Κοινοτικών Γλωσσών Βικτόριας, VSL, ο Σύλλογος Σχολείων Ελληνικών της Βικτόριας και βεβαίως ο Σύλλογος των Εκπαιδευτικών Νεοελληνικών της ίδιας πολιτείας. Η ομάδα αυτή έθεσε ζητήματα που αφορούν την ελληνική γλώσσα σε ομογενειακούς φορείς και εκπαιδευτικούς οργανισμούς της παροικίας, από τους οποίους έλαβε σχόλια και παρατηρήσεις. Έτσι, το σχέδιο τελειοποιήθηκε και την 1η Μαΐου του 2022 ο καθηγητής Λο Μπιάνκο παρουσίασε το στρατηγικό σχέδιο νεοελληνικών. Στην παρουσίαση παραβρέθηκαν μεταξύ άλλων ο Κοσμήτορας στη Σχολή Ανθρωπιστικών και Κοινωνικών Σπουδών στο Πανεπιστήμιο Λατρόμπ, καθηγητής Νίκ Beasley.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of the teaching of modern Greek at Latrobe. It's also a good moment to think not only back about the past 40 years, but thinking forward about what the next 40 years will look like and how to ensure that the study of modern Greek at university level, but also at school level and in community more broadly, is not just as strong as it has been, but stronger and richer and deeper.
Ο κύριος Μπίσλι, στον σύντομο χαιρετισμό του, σημείωσε ότι φέτος συμπληρώνονται 40 χρόνια από την έναρξη του Προγράμματος Ελληνικών Σπουδών στο Πανεπιστήμιο Λατρόμπ. Είπε ότι αξίζει να αναφερθούν όσα έχουν επιτευχθεί τις περασμένες 4 δεκαετίες, αλλά θα πρέπει τώρα να σκεφτούμε την πορεία των ελληνικών για τα επόμενα 40 χρόνια. Τόνισε ότι η διδασκαλία της ελληνικής γλώσσας σε σχολικό και πανεπιστημιακό επίπεδο, αλλά και στην ευρύτερη κοινωνία, θα πρέπει να είναι ακόμα πιο δυναμική και πιο ποιοτική. Η συντονίστρια του Προγράμματος Ελληνικών Σπουδών στο ίδιο πανεπιστήμιο, διδάκτορ Σταυρούλα Νικολούδη, ενημέρωσε για την πορεία του προγράμματος. Είπε ότι πριν από 3 χρόνια υπήρξε μεγάλο ενδιαφέρον από την γενικότερη ομογένεια για να σωθεί το πρόγραμμα. Ωστόσο, αυτό το ενδιαφέρον έχει τώρα κάπως υποχωρήσει.
We gained a lot of momentum following the community-wide mobilization and we met our targets, our enrollment targets last year. But since then we've actually experienced a bit of a drop in student numbers this year. Seems to be in line, unfortunately, with the general decline in languages overall. We're monitoring the situation, trying to see exactly what's going on, but it serves as a reminder that we can't afford to be complacent. There's still a lot of work to be done.
Η κυρία Νικολούδη είπε ότι εν μέσω πανδημίας υπήρξε μια γενικότερη υποχώρηση σε πανεπιστημιακά προγράμματα ξένων γλωσσών. Και αυτό είναι μια υπενθύμηση, τόνισε, ότι η μάχη δεν έχει κερδιθεί ακόμα και ότι όλοι πρέπει να κάνουμε ό,τι περνάει από το χέρι μας για να συνεχίσουμε να υποστηρίζουμε το πρόγραμμα. Η κυρία Νικολούδη είπε ότι θα πραγματοποιηθεί έρευνα για την ελληνική γλώσσα τον Ιούνιο και τον Ιούλιο σε συνεργασία με τον καθηγητή γλωσσικής ποικιλομορφίας και διευθυντή στο Κέντρο Έρευνας για την Γλωσσική Διαφορετικότητα και μέλος της Αυστραλιανής Ακαδημίας Ανθρωπιστικών Επιστημών, James Walker.
We'll be conducting interviews in June, July with our colleague, Professor James Walker, as part of a larger research project to track the changes in the use of the Greek language and the changes in the views about identity over 3 generations of Greek Australians in Melbourne. So this kind of research will help us to better understand, among other things, the changing needs of Greek language learners.
Η έρευνα θα εντοπίσει τις αλλαγές στην χρήση της ελληνικής γλώσσας και πόσο έχει αλλάξει ο ορισμός της ελληνικής ταυτότητας από πρώτης, δεύτερης και τρίτης γενιάς μεταναστών της Αυστραλίας. Αυτή η έρευνα, τονίζει η κυρία Νικολούδη, θα μας βοηθήσει να κατανοήσουμε τις μεταβαλλόμενες ανάγκες των ατόμων που διδάσκονται την ελληνική. Η Ομογενής Πανεπιστημιακός αναφέρθηκε και σε μια συνεργασία που είχε το πρόγραμμα του Λατρόμπ με το Πανεπιστήμιο Αθηνών και το Πανεπιστήμιο Δυτικής Μακεδονίας με τον τίτλο «Connecting with Language and Culture in Greece», αλλά και σε διάφορες πρωτοβουλίες βιωματικής μάθησης του προγράμματός της.
Το εκπαιδευτικό ταξίδι «Connecting with Language and Culture in Greece», το οποίο προσφέραμε για πρώτη φορά το 2019, μετατράπηκε πέρυσι σε διαδικτυακό μάθημα και προέκυψε μια ωραία και αποδοτική συνεργασία με το Πανεπιστήμιο Αθηνών και με το Πανεπιστήμιο της Δυτικής Μακεδονίας, όπου με την καθηγήτρια Ελένη Γρίβα, η οποία ειδικεύεται στην εκμάθηση της ελληνικής ως δεύτερης γλώσσας, διοργανώσαμε μια διαδικτυακή συνάντηση για τους φοιτητές και τις φοιτήτριές μας. Αντάλλαξαν οι σπουδαστές των δύο χωρών γνώμες για την ταυτότητα και το ρόλο της γλώσσας όσον αφορά την ταυτότητα, ιδιαίτερα στη διασπορά. Τα πλεονεκτήματα σχετικά με τη γνώση μιας δεύτερης ή και μιας τρίτης γλώσσας, τόσο από άποψη επικοινωνίας με την οικογένεια, όσο και για επαγγελματικούς σκοπούς. Και η δραστηριότητα αυτή ήταν πράγματι ένα παράδειγμα του πολυπολιτισμού και της πολυγλωσσίας. Εν δράση, με μεταφράσεις στο chat από τους εδώ ελληνόφωνους φοιτητές για τους μη ελληνικής καταγωγής συμφοιτητές τους. Έχουμε ξεκινήσει επίσης τοποθετήσεις φοιτητών σε παρικιακούς οργανισμούς για να εξασκήσουν τον προφορικό λόγο σε χώρους εργασίας όπου ομιλείται η ελληνική γλώσσα και όπου η εργασία συσχετίζεται με τον ελληνικό πολιτισμό. Προσπαθούμε δηλαδή να προσφέρουμε ένα είδος βιωματικής μάθησης.
Η συντονίστρια του προγράμματος ελληνικών σπουδών στο Πανεπιστήμιο Λατρόμπ, Σταυρούλα Νικολούδη. Ο καθηγητής Λομπιάνκο, παρουσιάζοντας το στρατηγικό σχέδιο για τα νεοελληνικά, είπε αρχικά ότι το 70% και πλέον των ατόμων που μαθαίνουν μία ξένη γλώσσα στα σχολεία εδώ στην Αυστραλία δεν καταφέρνουν να τη φτάσουν σε ένα ανώτερο επίπεδο. Και αυτό συμβαίνει διότι η μάθηση δεν είναι επαγωγική, δηλαδή δεν ακολουθείται η διαδικασία κατά την οποία ο εκπαιδευόμενος ανακαλύπτει τους γλωσσικούς κανόνες παρατηρώντας παραδείγματα. Ο καθηγητής Λομπιάνκο αναφέρθηκε στην μέθοδο COD, που έχει να κάνει με τα εξής τρία στοιχεία.
COD basically stands for three activities of capacity, that is the level of knowledge or proficiency that a learner has, and we know that the higher the level of skill that you have in a language, the more likely you are to seek out opportunities to use the language.
Το πρώτο στοιχείο έχει να κάνει με το πόσο ποιοτική είναι η εκμάθηση της γλώσσας, δηλαδή ο μιλητής χρειάζεται, λέει ο κύριος Λομπιάνκο, να μιλά άνετα τη γλώσσα προκειμένου αυτή να διατηρηθεί. Το δεύτερο στοιχείο έχει να κάνει με τις ευκαιρίες που θα βρει κάποιος εντός της κοινότητάς του προκειμένου να μιλήσει τη γλώσσα και το τρίτο στοιχείο είναι η επιθυμία του ατόμου αυτού να διατηρήσει τη γλώσσα πέρα και έξω από τις σχολικές αίθουσες.
Because many opportunities to learn a language actually punish mistakes or punish non-standard forms of language and this discourages learners very much.
Ας ακούσουμε όμως ένα απόσπασμα από την παρουσίαση του καθηγητή Λομπιάνκο.
Ideas are wonderful and we love producing ideas, but I'm optimistic about the plan because it's actually a collective discussion that has been debated by very wonderful and dedicated people. And with the attendance today, I'm optimistic that we'll get more of you. Some of our friends from New South Wales who are here participating to genuinely make this a national approach. And I think that would be, as I think you were saying, benefit for the whole country and other languages as well. And I think that's certainly worth doing. We're calling it a strategic plan. And what we basically mean is that we're using the three principles from the research to build an understanding of how a language that is both new to some learners but also present in their lives, and this is a really important characteristic of community languages compared to so-called foreign languages, is the possibility of what people call inductive learning. You can learn a language that is in your yaya's home or in, you know, some other way present in your life. You can learn this inductively, that is informally, as well as explicitly have it taught to you in a formal program in a school setting. Unfortunately, this is the case that about 70%, probably more than that, to start second or foreign languages in school really don't achieve significant proficiency and don't continue with them. That's a very significant percentage, and there are important reasons for that, and the most important reason is the absence of inductive learning possibilities in their lives. Our federal government spent and has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in programs that have not achieved the results that they imagined that they would. And so there's a very sobering and lesson to draw from that. But we find decline in all languages in Australia, regardless of whether they have opportunities for inductive learning or have to be taught ab initio explicitly in schools and universities. So the theory that's gone into this report is, and that's behind the Working Party's strategic plan, is the idea of linking what we know about organic language learning from a community within a community, what we might call learning from intimacy at home, in forms of identity, and learning explicitly through instruction, where the language might have a lot of meaning for you instrumentally or in other ways, but it doesn't particularly resonate in your life emotionally. The strategic plan is built on COD, which is not a fish, but a theory that colleagues of mine, one from the University of Geneva and one from Montreal University, developed about indigenous languages in the Pacific and in Asia, and also for encouraging students in schools to go from just listening activity to speaking. And COD basically stands for three activities of capacity, that is the level of knowledge or proficiency that a learner has, and we know that the higher the level of skill that you have in a language, the more likely you are to seek out opportunities to use the language and to therefore learn more. Opportunities, which is not really a linguistic characteristic, but a social characteristic, and very important when we think about languages that are indigenous to the life of the learner. Obviously, an opportunity to learn a language, to speak a language, can be very different. There can be professional ones, there can be domestic ones, and it makes a difference about how open and welcoming that opportunity is and how much it tolerates mistakes. Because many opportunities to learn a language actually punish mistakes or punish non-standard forms of language, and this discourages learners very much. And then desire. And desire is something that most people who are teachers or academics think is really beyond them, because if you know they can't influence the desire that a learner has to learn. But actually, they can. There are methods for fostering desire in classrooms, in families, and so on. And when you take an approach to expanding the use of modern Greek in the home and its provision in school settings and to secure its future for generations to come, which is our vision behind this statement, we have to keep in mind each of these levels and take them seriously. If you're educators and you're concerned with just teaching the language in a school system, you can't neglect the fact of the lives that your learners live within Greek and other languages, because of course we are a highly multilingual community. Then under building capacity, we've got basically three sub-objectives: maintain and expand current school and university programs. And we've given ourselves 1 and 2 years, and it links in with the absolutely primary objective of securing the La Trobe program. I think that should be everybody in Victoria who's interested in Greek language. We should all be dedicated to making them succeed in this. Obviously, they will make it succeed themselves, but we can all help. And I think it's really important, if you take the head off the program in the state, the repercussions are going to be everywhere. We must help the program achieve the goals for the 3 years. They're halfway through the deal or arrangement that was made between the community and the university. But school programs, we really need to understand which programs in schools are vulnerable today and intervene to help them. We really have to do that, because otherwise the pipeline between school study and university study is cut off. And then, you know, people will be starting university study with no formal background in the language at all. Unfortunately, the situation in schools does not look good, doesn't look good for any language. Well, there are a couple that are doing very well in Victoria at the moment, but unfortunately, Modern Greek is not one of them. We have to find out which schools are vulnerable, and as the process of building up, we have to intervene with those ones. Of course, there are the non-government schools as well, and we know that Greek is doing well in those settings, in some of those settings, and all of that's very good, but we're talking here mainly about the public sector. Establish new programs. I'm working with the Vietnamese community in the western suburbs of Melbourne, and we've found a way to work through some of the problems of establishing new programs in a bilingual format outside of the school system, because we were getting no traction within schools. But for that community, that was an appropriate response. I don't think it would be for Greek. The initiative of the Victorian government to start the preschool programs, which was when Jenny Mikakos was Minister for Early Childhood Education, I think her title was at the time, is going very well. It's had to deal with 2 years of shocking disruption through COVID, as everyone has had to do. I think the effect on preschools has probably been worse than any other sector other than aged care. And I don't know the latest situation of Greek in preschool programs in Victoria, but I don't think it's too bad. But certainly that is an area of important expansion. In hubs, it's very important that we find hubs where we can link a preschool activity into a feeder primary school, into a feeder secondary school, and then plug them into through a pipeline to La Trobe. The Pharos Working Party is well able to do some of this, but it needs help from more people, from you. It's really important that this become a wider responsibility. What was done, and the reason I discuss this in Pharos, what was done to support the La Trobe program needs to be done again on a bigger scale for the education system in general. And in my assessment, if this isn't possible in the next 5 years, then I think we're dealing with a radically different problem, and it won't be revitalization. It'll be another word which won't be half as kind as that. So I think it is serious and critical in this period of time. And the COD method partly is built on understanding the idea of getting little children to identify with and speak new languages. All of this is around building capacity. Then when we look at creating opportunities, and you can see that there are two sub-actions under those, establish community immersion activities. And here we really need the businesses, the media sector, we need people beyond education within the Greek community or have connections to Greek community to be able to support this. If you don't understand the basis of the relationship between capacity, identity and language use, you would not realise how important those activities are. They are deeply important because they actually produce what we might call domain-specific knowledge. If you did it around sports, or if you did it around some activity that was motivating for the students, you would actually generate young people who are quite willing to speak the language, which is something that even in the most successful programs in Australia, students struggle to do. Establish community immersion activities, which can be through internships, it can be through something like summer camps. Definitely building on the things that we learnt before about what La Trobe is doing, connecting with Greece, etc. We've got to be able to do them regularly, repeatedly, and around need of students. And then support families to maintain the use of Greek in the home. There are many, many resources available for doing this in Melbourne, and there isn't, as far as I know, a systematic approach in any part of the Greek community to do this. It's got to be able to be done.
So it would be possible, for example, for SBS Greek or Neos Cosmos or something, to have something in which, you know, I don't know, Thursdays in most homes where there are little kids to be devoted to the Greek language, or mealtimes or something. There's got to be ways to do this on more than just incidental scales, I mean, for large numbers of families. And then fostering desire, which, as you can see, involves understanding the identity problems and the identity, the dual multilingual identity of young Greek Australians, who, of course, are not going to be like Greeks in Germany, who can take a train and just skadoodle down to get back to Greece and immerse themselves in that environment. So they have the disadvantage of distance, but they also have the fact that already the language has receded in the home to a very significant degree. These are the ideas we've come up with. So increase the number of qualified Greek teaching staff in the short and long term. This is something that really must be done. We need to encourage more year 12 Greek background students, or students who know a bit of Greek or are proficient in Greek, to choose education as a pathway. We've got to do that to plan a population of Greek speakers. And also, I think we should do a survey of people who no longer teach the Greek language but potentially could return to teaching Greek, if we could help them in some way. I think if we plan just to do some things in schools and not look at other areas, we would produce Greek as a foreign language only, and that would be only one of the possible things that Greek could be in Melbourne. I think we should aim that it should be much more than that. It's too important in the history of the city and multiculturalism here for that to be the result.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.